Drug-induced transgender chest feeding is safe as milk from mothers, claims NHS Trust. By Kurt Sindelka on February 19, 2024. A local trust of the United Kingdom's National Health Service, NHS, has proclaimed that pharmaceutically induced lactation in biological males is just as healthy for babies as milk produced by mothers. The University of Sussex Hospital's NHS Trust, USHT, which runs the Royal Alexandra Children's Hospital, Royal Sussex County Hospital, and the Worthing Hospital told campaigners that milk produced by so-called trans women, biological males who identify as women, is comparable to that produced following the birth of a baby by biological women, The Telegraph reported. Given that healthy males do not lactate, to replicate the female biological function of breastfeeding infants, transgender women can take a cocktail of hormone-altering drugs to be able to chest-feed babies. Initially, a round of the hormone progestin is taken to develop milk-producing glands, which is followed by a lactating drug such as domperidone. Drugs like domperidone are typically prescribed to mothers who are having trouble breastfeeding. However, according to the broadsheet, some doctors in the UK have prescribed the hormone-altering medication to transgender patients, despite the drug's manufacturer warning against such usage over potential risks to the hearts of babies who ingest it. Yet, the Sussex Hospital's NHS Trust has argued that milk produced by biological males is a result of taking drugs like domperidone, which is also known by the brand name Mellitum, citing a 2022 study which claimed that milk testosterone concentrations were less than 1% and that there were no observable side effects witnessed in the babies who ingested the milk. However, the paper noted that the study only lasted for 5 months and no long-term testing was done. Despite deeming the practice of drug-induced chest feeding as safe, the trust did advise that hospital staff to tell any parent who is taking medication, for whatever reason, to seek advice on the possibility of that medication being transferred to the baby through breastfeeding and also the health implications for the baby. Meanwhile, the advice provided by Mellitum states, small amounts have been detected in breast milk. Motilium may cause unwanted side effects affecting the heart in a breastfed baby. It should be used during breastfeeding only if your physician considers this clearly necessary. The advice from the NHS Trust has drawn criticism from campaigners, including the director of the pressure group Sex Matters, Maya Forstatter, who said, "For a chief executive and medical director of an NHS Trust to prioritize trans identities over what is best for mothers and their babies is deeply disturbing." Lottie Moore, of the Policy Exchange think tank, which originally exposed the advice, said that the NHS Trust was acting in an unbalanced and naive in its assertion that the secretions produced by a male and hormones can nourish an infant in the way a mother's breast milk can. For its part, the USHT Trust said, "We stand by the facts of the letter and the cited evidence supporting them." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to xsindelka@breitbart.com.